It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Today, the U.S. Senate is expected to vote on how to address the soon-to-expire Affordable Care Act tax credits used by millions of Americans. The expanded subsidies were at the center of the longest-ever federal government shutdown.
There are two plans on the table, one drafted by each party. The Democratic plan would extend those ACA tax credits for 3 years. The Republican-authored bill would provide between $1,000 and $1,500 per year deposited into a health savings account. It would be limited to adults using lower levels of marketplace coverage.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us now for a look at those proposals and what's at stake. Senator Baldwin, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
You, your fellow Democrats, looking to extend these expanded subsidies for 3 years. Make the case for us, please.
Absolutely. We are 4 days away from the end of the open enrollment period, the shopping period for healthcare.gov, where people can buy their health insurance for next year. And people going to that website who had coverage this year are seeing double, triple, quadruple the premiums that they experienced last year. I've been holding roundtables across the state of Wisconsin, listening to people who are being impacted. Nancy, a cancer survivor and small business owner in Milwaukee, will see her insurance jump from $370 a month to $1,150 a month. And Dawn in Stevens Point, a retired teacher, shared with me that her family's monthly premium will jump from $500 a month to $2,475 per month if these tax breaks are not extended. So we are in a time of great urgency, and really the only workable solution right now is to extend these tax breaks so that working families can afford their premiums. There is plenty of time in the future to deal with the significant problems with our healthcare system, but an HSA, health savings account, with $1,000 deposited into it will do little to help people like Nancy and Dawn and the tens of thousands of other Wisconsinites who are seeing this cliff right in front of them, where they, some of them, will just have to forego insurance because they cannot fit these premiums into their budgets.
Your Republican colleagues have said, among other things, hey, these were COVID-era emergency expanded subsidies. The COVID emergency is over. It's time to end these expanded subsidies. What do you say to that argument?
Well, what we saw when we passed these tax credits for lower and middle income people is that the healthcare market, individual and small business market, really stabilized. A lot of insurance companies that had not previously participated in the Affordable Care Act marketplaces got into those marketplaces. There was competition. We saw actually premiums go down at that moment in time. And we saw record levels of insurance in this country. These should be our goals as a country, the wealthiest country on earth. We should want to see as many people access healthcare coverage as possible. And remember, this particular program, the Affordable Care Act marketplace, is really the individual insurance market. It is where farmers get their insurance, where small business owners, entrepreneurs go for their health insurance. And it really has an oversized economic impact because it is now a much more functional market. But that will end in a few days when these tax credits disappear. And so I believe that these tax credits really created new opportunities for working Americans. And I just want to say, prior to the Affordable Care Act, insurance companies in the individual market could just say no to somebody who had a pre-existing condition like Nancy, who's a cancer survivor. They could say you have limits, annual or lifetime limits, on how much we will assist with your care for chronic and acute conditions. The Affordable Care Act changed all of that. And my Republican colleagues really have never had an alternative plan. They always said repeal and replace, and they tried to repeal. Let me share, dozens of times. But the only plan they've ever had has been to repeal the Affordable Care Act. We've never seen a realistic plan put forward on the part of Donald Trump or my Republican colleagues.
We're talking to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin about anticipated votes in the Senate today on the Affordable Care Act tax credits, expanded subsidies that expire next year. Senator Baldwin, neither of these bills, yours or Republican bills, are expected to pass in the Senate today. So what then? Do you see any signs of possible negotiations to try to come to some kind of agreement by January 1st?
Well, certainly I'm not going to throw in the towel. I will never stop fighting for affordable health care for the people who sent me to Washington to fight for them. However, I suspect we will get a few Republicans who vote to extend the tax credits. I certainly hope that will be the case. And I hope that we will continue to be in dialogue. But frankly, if these tax credits expire, the Republicans and Donald Trump own that. They own the crisis that they have created. It is self-inflicted. And we'll work throughout the weeks to come to address this crisis. But frankly, if they don't show a willingness to sit down and negotiate, they will own this crisis going into the midterms next year.
Here's some breaking news from yesterday. A group of moderate Republicans in the House, or ones who felt they're in vulnerable districts, said, "We want to have a discharge petition to force a vote on a plan that would extend the tax credits for 2 years instead of three, as you're looking for, and impose some new eligibility requirements, especially for higher income people receiving those tax credits, and some new fraud controls." Could you see that idea? The details, obviously, still waiting there. Could you see that as a basis for a compromise?
Yes. But let me just say that we have put that on the table and Republicans refuse to come to the table. We have been talking. I personally have been talking across the party aisle since this summer and understand that there are Republicans in the Senate who would welcome the opportunity to extend the tax credits with a few modifications that would be acceptable to both parties. The problem is that the vast majority of Republicans have as their sole goal to end the Affordable Care Act, to repeal it in its entirety, to make it fail. And therefore, it's promising as it sounds when we have some Republicans express interest in that. We need 60 votes in the Senate. And right now, I do not see an extension of the tax credits with modifications getting the requisite number of Republican votes. I'd certainly love to be proven wrong. This is an urgent crisis facing the people I represent.
Now, your Republican colleague in Wisconsin in the Senate, Senator Ron Johnson, has been making the case in the last couple of weeks, paraphrasing here, hey, if the Affordable Care Act needs this extra spending, needs these extra tax credits just to hang on, well, that's a sign of failure of the Affordable Care Act, that it's gotten it wrong and we need to scrap it. What do you say to his argument?
What I would say to Senator Johnson is the entire healthcare system is significant trouble, and we need to see reforms across the board. This is not an isolated issue that affects only the individual and small business market. This is something that we are seeing throughout the healthcare system. Remind listeners that in America, we spend twice as much as any industrialized country in the world with worse outcomes. We pay much more for pharmaceutical products in America than they do in other nations, and we need to put an end to that. There are middlemen in every aspect of healthcare drawing off dollars for profit, not for focus on patient health and well-being. There are a tremendous number of reforms that need to be imposed by the Congress of the United States. But to focus only on the Affordable Care Act, which is insurance plans for those who are self-employed, in school, in small businesses, entrepreneurs, farmers, to focus only on that would be short-sighted and clearly a misunderstanding of the problems with the healthcare system writ large.
In our last few moments, the shutdown earlier this year, these subsidies were at the center of it. Do you regret, given where we are now, going into that shutdown in the first place, or the fact that we came out of that shutdown without a guaranteed vote?
I voted against proceeding to the continuing resolution for the very reason that I didn't think a wink and a nod to a future vote was sufficient. I wanted to get the job done. I wanted to make sure that we had a commitment to pass an extension of these tax credits, not just a commitment to have a future vote. So here we are. This is the path that was taken. And what I really want to see is my Republican colleagues, especially those who have at this late date expressed a willingness to compromise, to get serious about that and extend these tax credits and then move on to the larger reforms that I just referred to that are absolutely necessary to make our U.S. healthcare system work.
Senator Baldwin, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Tammy Baldwin, Democratic senator from Wisconsin. We've been talking about Affordable Care Act subsidies. We've got lines out to the state's Republican delegation as well. If you have been searching for, filing for coverage under the Affordable Care Act, or you're doing that in the next few days, what are you seeing when it comes to the prices and how they change from year to year? Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.